video game you're gonna play. You fight with your family over which is better, Marvel or DC. The geek of all of your friends, cause you know what, Batman beats Superman. This is the right place to be, so turn up the volume, cause you're an alter geek. Alter geek. Get altered. Get geeky. Alter geek. From Star Wars to Star Trek, comics to tech. Alter geek. Get altered. Get geeky. Alter geek. Pull up a chair, cause you're an alter geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. Joining me in this episode is
Dave, Joe, and Mike.
As we inch ever closer to episode 300.
What number is this?
I think it's 296.
Oh, okay, because you never used to care about numbers. You're like, I don't give a crap, just number it, whatever.
The funny thing is the art is always numbered.
I know.
And it has been. And that's the only way I keep track, plus my original recording files are episode numbers.
Yep.
So, anyways, I figured this episode we could cover some of the latest geek news stuff pertaining to specific topics, not necessarily all over the internet sphere. One of the things that's coming is between some of the stuff with DC television and Power Rangers, there's also Captain Marvel's trailer dropping tomorrow, which I know you have little to no experience or care about.
It's not that I don't care. It's that...
You don't care.
No, it's not that. What I dislike about the stuff is it doesn't happen yet, but I'm sure at some point between the time we record this and by the time it gets released, or by the time the trailer for Captain Marvel gets released, I'll see a video on Facebook saying, "This is the Captain Marvel announced trailer. Tune in tomorrow to see the trailer." Don't do that. Just show me the stinking trailer already. And the thing of it is I am so far out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now. Like, so far. I haven't seen Black Panther. I haven't seen Thor. I haven't seen Doctor Strange. I've seen Avengers, Infinity War, which, without having seen the other three films, or however many it is, I was fine. I got it. But, like... This trailer announced stuff to announce when a trailer is coming is just silly to me. That's kind of like, you know, somebody creating a Transformers podcast to go through every single minute of the movie in one podcast. That's just silly.
Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of the whole teasing, we'll give you a teaser trailer, tune in tomorrow, which they kind of did, but they had just an image that just says that she's going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow, and brings the first full trailer of Captain Marvel live on the air,
right?
As opposed to the teaser stuff, which I despise when the teaser thing comes out, because then they're like, oh, yes, here's 10 seconds and the title, and you see absolutely nothing except for maybe one quick blur, and you have to wait an extra day, so screw you. So, yeah, at least ABC has confirmed, what fans have been assuming. And they'll actually break the internet this time instead of where she tweeted with Entertainment Weekly like a couple weeks ago saying, ready to break the internet? And then there was just a bunch of pictures. And I was like, if you really wanted to break the internet, you would have dropped the trailer.
Yeah.
Cause
am I interested in seeing the trailer? Yes. All the hype leading up to it? No.
Yeah, I mean, and that's with any film nowadays. There's that crazy hype, and honestly, I don't care about the hype. I either care about the property or seeing the media itself, or I don't. Like, I don't... I'm kind of becoming a curmudgeon in my old age in that sense, like you.
Old age. Oh, please.
I say old age because I've been at this since I was, 18. Like podcasting in general. And so 18, 19. So to me, I see it as I've evolved to the point where it doesn't interest me to see all these little marketing gimmicks anymore. Like, they do nothing for me. Just like all these little, they've gotten us so used to video ads, and this is kind of a tangent, but they've gotten us so used to video ads on our phones, on our TV, on our YouTube, on websites, which honestly, I hate video ads. Like, yeah, if you want to put a graphic on somewhere, great. I don't like these videos that autoplay. I don't like these videos that are continuously cycling through like a GIF until it finally makes it to the video because you click on it as like a form of clickbait, or having a video on an article that has nothing to do with the article. And so, like, honestly, like, I tune out any type of media like that. Also, all these websites that have ads on them, and it's kind of, I get it, but at the same time, it's annoying because a lot of these sites, you know where I'm going with this, right? There's a lot of sites that have, like, I have a disable HTML5 autoplayer on my browser is an extension, and it disables autoplaying of any video or anything that uses HTML5, and it automatically turns it off. So I never even see the notification. It makes my browsing so much faster. And then I have two plugins installed. I have AdGuard AdBlocker and AdBlock Plus installed, which blocks predominantly, I would say, 90% of... Well, it blocks 100% of the ads on every site. However, there are sites that make it impossible for you to visit or read them unless you turn them off.
Right.
Or they give you a limit of how many posts you can do that with. And at which point, either A, if it's a site that gives me information I'm looking for constantly, I'll turn it off. However, if it's one that I find very little value in anyway, I leave it on and I just never use the site again. And I have no problem with them trying to monetize. My problem is with when there's, you know, everything on the site is an ad.
Yeah. My problem is, like, if I go to click on an article about, let's say, the CW Arrowverse crossover in December, let's just use IGN as an example. I don't think they do this, but other websites do. I go to, like, say I see this in Facebook. So I go to click on the link. It takes me to the page. Immediately, whether I have ad block on or not, which I always have it, I have ad, just like you have ad block and ad guard, it immediately does pop up and it stays there and it will not move. It will, like, I'll hit the X and it still won't do anything. So I can't even actually read that damn article unless I turn the blocking stuff off. And that's just ridiculous. I don't know if you heard about this, and I didn't tell you about this before we started this, but Facebook sent me a notification that a page that I like has now changed its name. Okay. I know you, I don't think you've seen it. You might have. Had you seen, had you watched Marvel's The Defenders, the 8-issue, the, you know, 8-episode?
I didn't watch that. However, I just while you were talking about it, stumbled upon the article.
Okay, so
they changed the
Defenders. Defenders was a, go ahead.
Sorry, you go ahead.
Defenders was their Facebook page for the miniseries that ended, quote unquote, the first phase of the Marvel Netflix shows. I got the notification on Facebook that the page has now changed its name to NX, and the tagline on it, or the location thing, is at NX on Netflix. Multiple universes, one home. What? So the first post that they have on here was done 9 hours ago as of this recording. This page is where heroes and princesses, monsters and mechs come together. This is NX. And they've got a video on this post that I just read or whatever. one of the comments on the thing where it says multiple universes, one home, a guy by the name of John says, some advice you should probably let people know what you're doing ahead of time because it's therapeutically refreshing and watching the follower count drop by the thousands in less than 2 minutes. Like, as soon as I saw this, that it changed to something else, this also makes me think that even though Defenders was never supposed to be a season one, season two thing, it was a mini series. It was an 8-episode mini series. This makes me think that Defenders is going away completely and they're not going to do any more of that.
I'm kind of feeling the same thing, that it's going to be kind of a sneaky cancellation.
Mm-hmm. So I've already unliked this page on Facebook. I don't even care. I don't care about, like, yes, I care about the Marvel Netflix shows and I have some catching up to do on them, but that's a douchery move right there. Well, in my mind,
the funny thing is there's an article that actually says people aren't mad about the content, people are mad that there was a bait and switch, which theoretically Facebook can't change that, theoretically, because, and I say that because you can change the at on your on a page that that you manage, like what it searches as. So like the at X on Netflix, you can change that anytime you want as a Facebook page owner, but the title above it, you cannot. So if you're changing, so it makes me think that they've got some kind of an inside thing with Netflix that they can do that because they're a company, like a huge company. As opposed to like, we tried to do that with a business that I work for currently, because they changed titles of the company and we were trying to retain all of the information because the content has not changed of the store. It's exactly the same thing. It's just a different name of the store. So it's not a bait and switch. It's the same exact thing, really. And
right.
Whereas this is a bait and switch, and this is technically against Facebook's code of conduct. And it says that on this article, these people said that they're not mad about the content, but they're mad about the bait and switch. And we followed for one thing, and then you changed it completely on us. I probably would have followed you and had made had you made a new page, but I'm not rewarding that kind of behavior. You should have just made a new page and promoted it on your other pages to get followers. So, and then other people were saying, so make a new page and restore the Defenders, or people who actually want a dedicated page for that show, or you know, why not create a new page instead of hijacking another's page? I mean, it's total douchery.
It's so stupid. I don't understand why Marvel, Disney, Netflix, whatever, you know, Facebook, even a lot. Like, like you just said, make a new page. Like, that's not why I liked that page. I liked that page because that page was about the show Defenders. Even though it's only an 8-episode miniseries, that's fine. Whatever.
Somebody said, at Netflix decided it'd be a good idea to change the Defenders official Facebook page to a Netflix original only page. Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Man. It's just,
that's just lame.
It's entertaining to watch.
Yes, it is.
Stupid marketing. Stupid marketing. This is almost as bad as
what
IHOP.
Else? You know, they've gone away from. They've gone back to IHOP now.
I know. I knew that was going to happen. I knew there was a big marketing play for their burgers. Like it was the only thing that made sense. So as we've been getting closer to information about the Joker film with Joaquin Phoenix and Todd Phillips' film. Barton Blaze, father of Nicolas Cage's Johnny Blaze, is going to be taking over the role that Alec Baldwin originally was going to be in, and then decided to walk away. So Brett Cullen is stepping into this role.
Yeah, I could not see Alec Baldwin as Thomas Wayne in any universe. I just could not.
No, this guy, I can see that. Like he has that kind of a like he could play that role.
Yep. Stephen Amell's wife is going to be Nora Freeze in the Arrowverse, apparently now.
Just makes you wonder who Mr. Freeze is going to be now.
Yeah,
because
really.
It will not be Arnold. It will not be Freeze.
It's so funny. Gee, like, yes, I love how like any and all podcasts, and even we've tried to do this before, like the casting call thing or the casting couch thing, and trying to think of like. I don't know enough about current Hollywood young actors. Like, when the whole Ruby Rose thing came out of her being Batwoman, I'm like, okay, sure, put a red wig on her, great. That's Kate Kane Batwoman. That's fine with me. Like, before I saw who was going to be actually playing the character, I don't know a single actress in Hollywood right now that I'm so... in a time warp when it comes to, like, for me, the top 10 Hollywood actors and actresses, like, oh, Demi Moore, Harrison Ford, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill. Yeah, it's like, hello, I'm old. I'm 2 years old. I'm a year and a half away from being 40.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, what's surprising about this is, like, I'm reading it on batmannews.com. Somebody says, I wouldn't be surprised if they turned her into Mrs. Freeze and say she's trying to cure her frozen husband, who turns out to be Stephen Amell. Somebody's saying that as a sarcastic remark.
That's funny.
Somebody says, there's actually an evil version of Nora Freeze called Lazara. Maybe they're considering that version of the character. Somebody else puts, F dat S. Batwoman without Batman is as much an insult as Supergirl without Superman. And then somebody says, I don't want to see Batman in the Arrowverse. They ruined enough characters.
So we're recording this after the weekend, after September 15th, 2018, which was Batman Day this year. I went out to my local comic shop, Jay's Comics, which I had done a live recording with the owner of the shop on Free Comic Book Day earlier this year in May. I walk in the shop. I don't think I've ever seen the TV on in there, but it was on. Guess what it was playing?
What?
Batman the Animated Series, The Forgotten.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not, like, and this goes for a lot of the DC stuff, I'm just not that enthused with, like, any of their new prospects on stuff. Like, I have no interest in Batwoman. Mm-hmm. Gender, you know, crap aside, like, I don't, like, who they date aside, like, that doesn't faze me. It has nothing to do with my wanting to watch it. It's because I just don't care about the character. Yeah. Had they said, like, Batgirl, I would have watched it because it's Batgirl. But then again, like on DC Universe, I have no, like, Scanner 51 is enthused for watching the DC Universe content. So like the, you know, OG Teen Titans and a lot of the other animation that's on there, as well as,
yeah, I think the DC Universe app is a good.
Well, I was gonna say, like, I think it's a good app as far as the mixture of content, which nobody else is doing at the moment, which is definitely impactful for them, because you have, you know, comics, animation, TV, movies, everything else. I know that people are trying to get Smallville on there, if it's not already, and I don't think it is, because I think it's a different rights issue.
I think it's still at Hulu, if I'm not mistaken. Smallville is still at Hulu.
That could be. I know that a lot of people are excited for, like, Titans and for Swamp Thing and some other various shows that are on there. I absolutely have no care for any of those shows that they greenlit. So there's really no incentive for me to sign up.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see why, like, I know it's out of context in the trailer, but I just want to see why he says F Batman. That's really all I want to see out of the Titans thing. Well, as of right now, I don't know why it isn't in my watch list. I had it in my watch list when it was on here earlier. As of right now, Smallville is still on Hulu. I don't know when that runs out, but I'm looking at my Hulu app on my desktop right now, and it's... big red S with Tom Welling's face next to it. So
I know that all the cast is, speaking of Smallville, Michael Rosenbaum had commented on Sci-Fi Wire's thing about Superman grounded Henry Cavill reportedly done as Warner Brothers' Man of Steel. He says, I wish Eisenberg was done at Warner Brothers. Give me my job back. And he says, more or less, that him and the rest of the cast would love to come back, but do it as an animated series. Because Rosenbaum doesn't want to shave his head again. He's like, I would do an animated series. He says, with all the real voices, you know.
Absolutely.
He says, then I wouldn't have to shave my head. He's like, we've got to do that. Can you imagine us on mics doing the same dialogue? And then, like, everybody's like, yeah, I'd love to do that. So I could definitely see that picking up.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, that would be cool. I'm interested in the DC Universe app for all the streaming content and, the, like you said, the TV shows, the movies, the animation. Comics, I'm fine with Comixology. I think it's great that they have that because no other app does that kind of a thing. But I'm not subscribing right now to another. I have Netflix, Hulu. I currently have a free trial to CBS All Access, which ends at the end of this month. I have Netflix and Hulu, and that's kind of where I'm staying when it comes to paying for streaming services at this point, because I don't have enough time to dive into another thing.
I've actually quit watching a lot of shows, and a lot of shows I'm not picking back up, and there's other shows that I'm not picking up any new shows for this season. Everything I write or that I'm watching is current.
I'm gonna check out a couple of the new shows, like, because I grew up watching Murphy Brown, so I want to check. I just want to check them out. Am I gonna cover them? No, probably not. But I do want to check them out. That one that Godfriended Me looks kind of interesting.
It'll die out,
I'm sure. The 12th and final season of The Big Bang Theory. I know everyone's happy about that. Assholes. Sorry.
That's fine.
What makes me so upset about the Big Bang Theory hate, because there was a lot of hate spewed at the announcement of the 12th season being the final. Thank God, this show sucks, blah, blah, blah. Why is this still on the... There was a lot of that when the announcement came out that the 12th season would be its last. I've said this since day one. Yes, Big Bang Theory in the beginning did throw a lot of shade at geeks and nerd culture and things like that. But look at all of those characters since 2007. All of the characters have grown exponentially in character development over the past 11 seasons. Who would have thought, if you were watching the first season of Big Bang Theory, that by season 9, 10, or whatever it is when they got married, or 11, that Sheldon Cooper would actually be married? Who would have thought? Hell, who would have thought Howard would be married with children at this point? Like, I mean, Howard season one was the biggest creeper on the planet when it came to CBS television comedy, Les Moonves notwithstanding. you know, I mean,
well, I don't like that guy anyway, but that's because he's the reason that Star Trek got killed back in the early 2000s. So he's a dick in my book anyway.
But I mean, you look at that show and you look at the four main male characters. Hell, you look at the three main female characters, Penny, Bernadette, and Amy. All of their characters have evolved over the time that they have joined the cast. And that's what I love about it. It's a story that has progressed over the past, you know, whatever it is, 11 years that didn't just, you know, stick to the comedy things. They actually put these characters in situations, hence situational comedy. Anyway, let's see, what else?
So, I just saw this article before we go to the Power Rangers bit, but new Charlie's Angels. Did you see the cast?
No, I have not.
Okay, so they've got Kristen Stewart, which...
Okay.
Naomi Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Which I only know her from the Power Rangers thing.
She was in a Disney Channel original animated film called Lemonade Mouth. But, yeah.
And then Ella Balenska, who I'm not familiar with either. Yeah, they're playing the new Angels, and guess who's playing Bosley?
Bill Murray?
No, he played him in the last one, didn't he?
No, Bernie Mac was in the last one. Bill Murray was in the first one in the movie.
Okay, Patrick Stewart.
What?
I'm not even joking. Fandango just posted this.
Because according to IMDb, Charlie's Angels 2019 full cast, Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, Ella Balenska, like you said, and it has Rita Repulsa, Elizabeth Banks listed as Bosley.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
But yeah, everywhere, Deadline's got it, IGN's got it, Hollywood Reporter's got it, Inquisitor's got it.
I'm looking at, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, well, Elizabeth Banks is doing the reboot.
Right.
But I guess what they're saying, Elizabeth Banks is also playing Bosley.
Yeah.
So they're going to have multiple Bosleys in the film.
Yeah.
Which is confusing.
Oh, it's supposed to be a film, not a series. Okay.
What, the Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a movie.
Okay, I thought it was going to be a new series. Okay.
They're getting Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Yeah. They just want him because he's going to be back in Star Trek and nobody's going to get him again for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he rounded out his X-Men run, so now he's got to round out his Star Trek run. We'll finally get a resolution.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, the Power Rangers bit, Solo the Dragon, has me interested because I saw Jason David Frank posting about this, about basically Old Man Logan, but Old Man Tommy.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's got original input from Jason David Frank himself with Kyle Higgins.
Yep.
So I have a feeling
absolutely
spectacular with Tommy. Basically, they're saying that the story in a gist is finds Tommy's long lost, or long after he left his life as a Power Ranger. But when his son is put in danger, he must tap into his old power to save him, while also confronting a secret from his past. So they have this awesome image of him in green, going to white, to ZO5, to Red Turbo, to Dino, you know, Black Dino, and then to him, and it actually looks like Jason David Frank.
Yep.
Which I'm very interested in this one.
Yeah. Hits comic stores December 5th of this year for Soul of the Dragon.
That one's actually one I would actually be interested in reading.
Oh, yes, we will be doing that. It might not be right away. I guess technically it could be right away because it's a... Yeah, we'd probably do that. Because why?
Because why what?
Because you said you'd be interested in reviewing it, so because why?
Because it's interesting.
Yes,
and it's
interesting.
The coolest Power Ranger.
Yes, I'm trying to get Steve into the Boom Studios main ongoing. I have all the trades and all the issues to this point, at least up to issue 30. I'm not buying them currently because Kyle's run was issue number 0 to number 30, which includes the Shattered Grid arc. And then Marguerite Bennett is taking over with her first story in issue 31, and the arc is entitled Beyond the Grid. I love Kyle's run. I've loved Kyle's work for years. He was the first interview I had on the pull bag. So, yeah, I so cannot wait for this. This is going to be so friggin' cool.
Yep. I cannot wait for that either. it's going to be a lot of fun to check out.
Yeah, for sure. So, do you watch playthroughs at all of video games on YouTube or Twitch or wherever?
I have in the past. I watched. I used to watch Stone Mountain 64 playing Battlefield until he started getting into all these other games, and I just didn't care to watch it anymore. Because he did these. He had like top fives, and he had of different like funny things or things that would happen in the game that were just insane. And then he had these other clips called YOLO on the Battlefield, which was he used army jargon basically. So it was Yankee Oscar Lima Oscar, and he would pretend that he was a character actually alive in the game. Which would throw people he was on a team with. And
very cool.
So he basically live action roleplay in the game, and people were just thrown off, like not knowing what to do. But I've also watched the Arkham Knight playthrough because I had no intention on. Because at the time, if you remember, they were supposed to come out with a PC version, and I had pre-ordered it. And then they took away the pre-order, and then they were like, well, it's got a lot of stuff, there's a lot of problems with the PC version, and they canceled everybody's. And then they it was like a year later and it finally came out, and I was like, I don't even care anymore. So I think now you can get it for like $10, and I'm like, I don't even want to spend $10 on it because I don't care. So I ended up, like, after the game came out, I was like, I just want to know what the story is. And so I watched the story playthrough online so I could get the story modes. Like, I didn't even watch the game. I just watched the playthroughs of the storyline itself.
Yeah.
And skipped all the other crap. I mean, I watched enough to know how mechanics worked in it and how the Batmobile stuff worked. But other than that, I kind of just breezed through it so that I could watch the story. But I think that's pretty much... aside from games that I'm trying to learn how to find the secrets or stuff to the game itself, like Mass Effect or something, I pretty much don't watch them, but I watch them if it suits a need that I need at that particular moment.
Yeah. For me, I don't do next-gen systems right now. I haven't. Like, the last video game system I owned was a PS3 very shortly, and I couldn't even get the thing to connect to the... It was a long story. Before that, I had a PS2
The Xbox
kind of a thing. So
you can actually lease the Xbox. No, you can...
That's all well and great, but the controllers are too large. I have to play the game one-handed, and that just does not work for me.
They actually have controllers for people with disabilities or that play with one hand.
Well, that's great, but I'm not a Microsoft fan. But see, the point is...
They actually have everything that caters to you, and you're like, no, I want a PlayStation.
Because you know why? Because Spider-Man, the new game from Insomniac Games, is on the PlayStation 4. So I used to watch, Booth Ninja, Mike Booth Ninja Powers. He used to do Twitch live streams for certain games. I think he was doing the last, not the current Tomb Raider game that just came out, but the last one that was out, I think 2009, I could be wrong about that, 2013 maybe, I forget. So I used to watch Mike all the time, and I hadn't really, I don't do it all that often. I remember when Sunset Overdrive came out, I wanted to find one for that. So long story short, I keep hearing everyone talk about Spider-Man and how good it is, and I know I'm never going to play it because I don't have enough money to buy a PS4. So I just search in YouTube, Spider-Man PS4, gameplay, walkthrough, whatever, and this channel pops up, The Rad Brad. So I watch it, and he has it in 45 parts. The first part was 45 minutes. Every other part after that is like 10, 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Most every other part past part one is like 20, 21 minutes. And I spent like all week just sitting here watching this guy play the game just because the game is so good. Like, wow. It's easily the best Spider-Man game that we've ever seen and that we've probably ever going to get to play. Insomniac Games did an amazing job with this. The story, this game proves that you do not have to stick to any kind of continuity. You can create your own and not have to worry about retelling a story from a 70-year-old comic. Basically, some spoilers, not a lot here, because most people will know this by now. The game starts you off. You've been Peter Parker has been Spider-Man for 8 years at this point. So no origin, no Uncle Ben, no rice, no nothing, no wrestling, none of that. And it tells a very cool and unique story. I absolutely love it. I think it's so cool. Everybody go over to YouTube and check out the Rad Brad. He does an amazing job. I'm actually going back and watching his Saints Row the Third playthrough right now, too. I tried playing that game once. It did not go well.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
so that's what I've been doing with my time.
Yeah, because this episode will be out before the event, I'm actually going to be at the Michigan Science Center on Thursday.
Cool.
And I'm going to be hosting or co-hosting the Star Trek trivia. I'm going to be doing a live Future Imperfect. Not sure how well that's going to go, but going to give it a shot.
Cool.
Gotten a lot of tips from the podcaster community that I'm involved with. Between the fact that I don't generally do well in groups, large groups, due to like anxiety and stress. But some people were like, just pretend you're in your home still. And, you know, somebody else was like, write down an outline, the main points you want to get comfortable with the main points, talk about, you know, think about how you're going to transition, blah, blah, blah. Don't focus on being perfect. Somebody else was like, just trying to stay in the spirit of fun. And then somebody else was like, show up early, set up early, as early as reasonably possible. Crap will go wrong. You'll need to figure it out. Sound check as early as possible. Make sure that your levels work and that the test audio works and that you can figure out how to adjust it. They're like, make sure you plan your kit, your recording kit, and plan out the show segment by segment. Understand that in live environment, things are not always in your control. Have a roadmap that will keep you on track. And it says that, remember, you can edit the crap out of the post. You don't have to have it perfect on the first take. You can redo stuff if need be, depending on the event. And it says, don't do crowd work. Just don't. It's too hard to control. It requires planning and practice. I'm sure there's more, but that's just off the top of my head. I says, yeah, not planning on doing crowd work at all. I have no intention of walking around with a microphone. It's not my cup of tea. I don't. I just don't. I will be meeting the commander of Starfleet International. I'll also be meeting the regional coordinator and some of the USS Sinclair, which is another ship, and I'll be representing USS Future Imperfect. It'd be a lot of fun. I'm kind of excited to see what happens, and they're going to have a, like I said, the trivia event, which is like kind of a 45-minute ordeal, give or take, half hour, 45 minutes, just kind of depends on how well things go. Then we're going to have, and that's at like the 7 o'clock time. I think at the 8 o'clock time, somewhere in there, they're going to have the planetarium thing with the Star Trek show going. For like 30 to 45 minutes. So I'm not quite sure. It's like some custom program they've put together. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. Pretty much the first hour that we're there, I kind of get to just mingle or do whatever and then set up my equipment. So it'll be kind of cool. See what happens.
Very cool. Excited.
Very excited. So, yeah. So that's what's going on in the world of geekdom this week. I think that's kind of a full load, and I think we're just about done here.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can get a hold of the show on the Twitter or the Facebook at Altered Geek. You can get a hold of me at SCP-21 and yourself, sir.
I am at TFG1Mike on Twitter.
On the Twitters. And until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.